Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our loud and local band of the week. This week, it's Aurora's Eyes. Our loud and local band of the week, Aurora's Eyes. You want to get some information about how you can get their music?
Oh, yeah, check them out. On June 19th, they're putting out their debut record. It's called The Grief. Shout out to our buddy Jay. We used to work with him. Awesome dude. This is a new project, and they're pretty badass. They're called Aurora's Eyes.
And don't forget, you want more info about these bands, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Friday, everyone, and for most people out there, it's a casual Friday anyway.
It's Pearl Jam Friday, baby.
Oh,
all
yeah!
Right. Get the new Pearl Jam record, Gigaton.
PJ Friday, in your PJs. You can listen to it at
home. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal at all. I'm not sure I have it on my reminder. I got to put it in there.
What?
To get Pearl Jam's the album?
Listen to it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I have YouTube Premium, so I just go get it there, man.
Oh, yeah, Gigaton. And, Steve, you got it in the vinyl?
Got the vinyl. It showed up in the mail yesterday, so I got it a day early.
Fancy.
So we spent yesterday afternoon, myself and Tatum and Lulu, we sat on the floor in the room with the vinyl player, the record player. And rocked out. We listened to it 2.5 times.
Wow. Yeah. So Tatum, thumbs up, thumbs down on?
Loves it.
Nice.
Favorite song is Super Blood Wolf Moon for her. For me, it's all right.
Okay. What about Lulu?
Lulu, she's a fan of the whole thing, but I'd say
nice.
She's leaning towards...
the greatest.
I don't know.
Quick Escape. She loves Quick Escape. Quick Escape. There you go.
I don't know the names of the songs just yet. I just know the songs, Brad. Come on. Cut me some slack.
That's all right. I came through for you, buddy. I got your back. I knew that one song.
I mean, actually, she's just loving nothing.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, he tried. You know, Steve was trying.
Like, that's great. That's the song. Second to last right song on the record.
Nice. Don't you hate a slow iPhone?
I do. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Eric in Linwood. Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Right? Excellent.
We have no idea.
But it's going to be something cool once we get past all this crazy COVID-19 stuff. We'll hook you up with some tickets or a cool prize for playing Beat Me, or winning if you win.
Exactly. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Eric will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Eric, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which Asian country originated the pot-bellied pig as a pet?
China.
No.
Japan?
No.
Thailand?
No. For how many years were Madonna and Sean Penn married?
1.
No.
10.
No.
3.
No. What's the alcohol in an old-fashioned cocktail?
Whiskey.
Yes. What creature's bite can lead to Lyme disease?
Tick.
Yes. What are the 2 main colors on the flag of Spain?
Yellow and white?
No.
Yellow and red.
Yes. Nice. The Yukon River flows through which U.S. state?
Montana.
No.
Colorado.
No.
Yes.
What profession is odontophobia the fear of? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Good job on that one.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Because I was confused by the question, but as soon as he answered, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
My brain couldn't figure it out.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to mess with your brain.
Yeah. I guess. No, the error was on my part.
Ah.
Because.
Isn't that a nice thing to hear on a Friday? Nice?
Well, just know, I want to set an example that I do once in a while say I'm wrong. I'm not sure I get that from the other side of the table.
You don't have to worry about all of that.
Hey,
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which Asian country originated the pot-bellied pig as a pet?
China.
No.
Japan.
No.
Ooh.
Russia.
No.
That is...
Trick question. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. For how many years were Madonna and Sean Penn married?
1 year.
No.
5 years.
No.
4 years.
Yes. Which is the alcohol in an old-fashioned cocktail?
Gin.
No.
Vodka.
No.
Rum.
No. What creature's bite can lead to Lyme disease?
Tick.
Yes. What are the 2 main colors on the flag of Spain?
Red and green.
No.
White and red.
No.
White and green?
No. The Yukon River flows through which U.S. state?
Montana.
No.
Utah.
No.
Yukon.
No.
Yukon State.
What profession is odontophobia a fear of?
Dentists.
Yes.
Nice.
What kind of birds would you find in a gaggle?
Geese.
Yes. Decade saw the release of Disney Cinderella?
50s.
Yes. And with that one, Steve wins 5-4.
Oh, man, Eric. That lucky Disney guest got you, buddy. Sorry.
That's garbage.
I agree. I agree. Totally agree. Thanks for playing, buddy. I think it's wrong. I think luck is just, it's bad.
Yeah.
Luck is bad.
Well,
luck is just preparation and opportunity, man.
Oh, look at you fancy.
Yeah, so how did you prepare for the Madonna Sean Penn getting the 4 years correct? Because I thought no one would get that.
I just threw out some numbers.
I always protest questions like that. Like, why would you care? Or even, why
maybe
would anybody
know that?
You're
a fan of Madonna and or Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, honestly, if Ken Jennings knows that, if you ask Ken Jennings and he knows that, I'm going to ask him, why would you bother knowing
that? There's some stuff that he knows.
Pop culture, man.
Yeah.
Really?
It surprises me a lot of times.
Well, that wasn't on Jeopardy, that question.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But I remember playing Doug Loves Movies with him and doing the Kurt Russell movie challenge, and the things that he was pulling out that Kurt Russell did, like when he was like a teenager,
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
And look, you can get that information. It's just that he has it all stored in his head.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I got some Kurt Russell information because I remember he was on Lost in Space way back in the day. Probably one of the first things he ever did.
Really?
Yeah. He played against Will Robinson, and it was, I didn't like him then. He was a very mean child to Will Robinson.
Aw.
Yeah.
He's Coach Herb Brooks for me. That's how I know Kurt Russell.
Really?
From the movie Miracle. One of the greatest movies ever made.
See? Snake Plissken.
Yep.
Escape from
L.A. New York.
Yep.
What about the computer who wore tennis shoes? His finest work.
I was wondering if you're going to bring up with that one.
Yep.
That's the earliest one that I know. I think it's one of his first ones.
Yeah, it's the black and white Lost in Space, too, from like 66. He's in there.
Wow.
And he's not a nice boy.
Some of the questions that both of y'all got wrong. The Asian country that originated the potbelly pig as a pet. Vietnam.
Backdraft, too.
Oh, Backdraft was a good one as well. My mom loved that movie.
Are you even going to bother with the rest of these questions?
No, I really shouldn't, because Steve's just on IMDb at this point and just bringing up some Kurt Russell movies.
I know. See, Steve would be great if he'd have a computer in front of him. He'd win everything.
Well, yeah.
But Ken kind of has this in his head. Ken's got it all in his head.
Hey, so much that I actually knew that about Sean Penn and Madonna, because I think it was one of the first short marriages in the celebrity world.
I agree, too.
Remember being a kid and kind of being bummed about it. I don't know why, but I was just like, well, it's a bummer that they're not able to find love. Like, I felt bad for them.
Aww.
And now 4 years seems like a long time.
For celebrities? Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 5 correct.
Call number 5, that big prize that we have no idea what it is, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations to caller number 5. Of course, a lot of people on this show, not me, but you, Danny Rev, obsessed with the Tiger King.
But Danny, you just got on it?
Yeah, the girlfriend came home last night. I was like, we got to watch this Netflix show, Tiger King. And I was like, oh, we've been talking about it, so let's watch it.
It's like the number one trending thing on Netflix right now.
We did 2 episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you feeling about it so far?
It's pretty interesting, and it is like a roller coaster that you're not sure if you want to throw up or scream or be excited about or not.
Because there's multiple times where you're just like, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not because it's not interesting. I'm just like, I just don't know if I can hate people more than I hate these people. So maybe I just need to turn it off. But then something so epic will happen, and it just sucks back in. You're like, okay, I got to watch another episode. Like, I'm only through 4, and I feel like I've watched 40 episodes of this show.
Oh, see, that just doesn't appeal to me.
I don't know if it's... I understand why it doesn't sound like it would be appealing, but I really think you need to watch it.
Oh, see, I don't. I'm already in a bad mood about life. I don't need to see a piece of crap guy who may be in prison for murder charges.
But it's mind-blowing.
You actually don't hate him most on the show.
He's a nice guy that's just trying to get people high on meth and have sex with them. There's nothing really bad about him.
Yeah. He's actually a nice guy. Like, I mean, just in terms of like his like generalness.
Yeah, the only thing
I don't know if they're really doing meth, but it seems like they might.
Yeah, it seems like they would.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he may be. They're saying that, you know, this murder for hire conviction is an allegation that he could go to prison for. And he apparently doesn't care. He just wants to get paid.
Well, because right now, as the documentary is going on, whenever they have current sound bites from him, it's from him over the phone from jail. Like, he's being interviewed. He's talking about the stuff that's going on.
Oh, so he's in jail right now.
He's in jail right now.
This
is being filmed.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe Exotic is the guy we're talking about, suing the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service, saying they targeted him with a certain wildlife regulations and put him out of business, and he wants $78.8 million for that.
The part that's really freaking insane about this show is that as you continue to watch it, you realize he's just at war with this one woman who's trying to shut him down, and he's doing everything in his power to troll her. Like, to the point where he's up for potentially trying to murder her. But
that's where the conviction, the possible conviction's coming in.
These two are such at odds, and that's the most interesting part, is like the lengths that he'll go. I mean, in one of the episodes, or I think it might have been the first episode, he hated her so much that he threatened that he was going to send her like a box of snakes in the mail. And everyone's like, okay, that's just a funny thing to say. And then they cut to her, and she's like, yeah, I opened up the mail, and there was a box full of snakes.
How is he not in trouble massively for all that?
Oh, dude, there's like ridiculous amounts of like court orders and things. Like, there's like stacks and stacks of files about him.
Oh, man. And he was still able to operate for so long with all that ridiculousness.
What about you, Rev? What are you thinking about it so far?
I haven't watched it.
Oh.
And I'm kind of afraid to want to watch it because I don't like watching things where people are just like actually terrible. Like, I can't even watch The Office because of how awkward and cringy it makes me feel. I don't know how I can watch Tiger King.
If you can't watch Michael Scott, you're probably not going to be able to watch that.
Like, you like Trailer Park Boys. Like, yeah, this is kind of like Trailer Park Boys minus Canada and
probably
fun.
Minus the charm and minus the fun.
Oh, he's charming. Don't get me wrong. Like, Joe Exotic is charming.
Well, you know what?
Cool shirts.
In a TV show, they have a way of making everybody like lovable to some degree because they write it that way. I got to be thinking that at one point, like, I never get sick of watching the Trailer Park Boys, but you're saying you really have to shut it down once in a while.
Oh, dude, after I watch one episode, I'm like, okay, I'll revisit this tomorrow.
Plus, it's real.
I can't binge this.
You know, I mean, you know that they're not real, even though it's maybe based on real-life experiences. But they make it comical. Even the gunfights in Trailer Park Boys, you just know that nobody's going to get hurt, and they're just a bunch of idiots. And it's written that way. But in real life, you know that some girl got her arm cut off. You know, the mauling's going on. A murder for hire. He's now suing two former colleagues because he says they set me up. He's suing them for $15 million.
I'm shocked that somebody in his circle are shady.
Yeah. He also says that contributed to the death of his mother. I mean, this is all real life. And I'm like, ooh, I don't want to be entertained by that. I guess that's just me and my brain.
You.
Yeah.
Somebody says I finished it yesterday. And the only thing I can say is, what the F did I just watch? That's kind of where my wife is at now. I think she's kind of done with it. So as soon as I put it on, I noticed that it increases the amount of time she plays on her phone.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. You and Danny, I think, are in better shape to watch a show like that than I am. Mm-hmm. I think that would affect my mental health and make me sort of angry. Mm-hmm. And I don't want, you know, where you guys, I think you're fascinated by watching these train wrecks of humanity. I look at it and I start hating humanity. Like, is this really? And then that puts me in a bad place.
And then he goes, like, he's a country music artist.
Oh, God.
And his music videos are so bad.
See, so this guy is a massive idiot, and you guys are just digging it.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a massive idiot that has... And look, some of these idiots do have charm. I mean, they say sociopaths are the most charming people you can meet sometimes.
Oh, he definitely is a case study of that.
Yeah, and I now know when somebody is overly charming and just how they be. I just see the facade of that now. I never used to, but now I watch it and I go, oh, dude, you need to go talk to somebody.
I'm watching. He's like doing something. He's showing off his gun. He's like, yeah, blah, blah. And then he gets right up to the camera. Woo! And he shoots the gun in the air. And I'm like, this guy is nuts.
Yeah, see, I've already been to the shrink enough to know that he should be talking to somebody. See, that's the problem. You know, if you sit on the couch enough and you realize, oh, yeah, that guy needs to go talk to somebody.
So, Rob, good point. Today's the day to watch it because today is National Joe Day.
Joe Exotic.
My favorite part was when they showed the gift shop at his place, and he's like, the number one seller is the underwear. And I was like, the gift shop at your tiger place,
Wildcats,
is your underwear.
Yeah, he's all right. Okay.
And then every once in a while, he's just wearing like this weird, like, pink sequin shirt or something, like some kind of crazy shirt.
Ah, Joe.
Got a great mullet.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way you guys tell the story. I can take it in that bite.
It's like a 5-second or a 5-minute story as opposed to watching
an hour. And you're telling me all the fun, goofy, like, this is why the guy's a train wreck stuff. That I can take. But if I had to watch him, I'd probably want to strangle him.
Yeah,
and you say there's nobody likable on the show except the armless girl. And
she's barely on it.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't want to watch a show where I basically want to go out there and put a hit on everybody myself. And then all of a sudden, I'm in jail.
But they all think they're in the right. That's the interesting part. Like, he thinks everything he's doing is on the up, or is right. I don't know if he thinks it's on the up and up. I think there's a lot of shady stuff going on. Then you got the lady that's trying to shut him down.
Yeah.
She thinks she's in the right, but he thinks she's in the wrong in how she treats the animals. Like, they say it in the first episode, and they're absolutely right. People who are obsessed about big cats are rather quirky people.
Okay. Yeah. Quirky's a nice way to put it, isn't it?
So it says, Steve, for the love of God, please play one of the songs. BJ needs to hear the nonsense.
Oh, you mean one of Joe Exotic's songs?
Yeah, Rev, you can look up. There's like, well, I think it's just called The Tiger King. And it's just...
I'm willing to hear that.
It's like bad 90s country music.
Oh, man.
But then the music video is him just playing with the tigers and stuff.
Well, that probably is funny with the music in the background, bad country music from the 90s, and then him playing with a tiger. That probably is pretty entertaining.
Rev, have you been able to track it down?
I'm looking for it.
He's looking for it. It's probably not something that even Google wants to put in their SEO. You know, it's just like, really? Who's looking for this?
It's on YouTube. It's very popular.
Okay. How many hits?
I'm sure millions at this point now.
Well, see, it is... It's hard to argue when, you know, when the YouTube is making, you know, stars out of people that are out of their minds.
This is how insane.
I Saw a Tiger is the name of the song.
Oh. I Saw a Tiger?
I Saw a Tiger.
Oh.
It's got over 500,000.
Oh, the video looks interesting. There's a tiger.
Freaking Jared Leto dressed up as Joe Exotic and live tweeted a Tiger King streaming party. Like, he full on dressed up. Like, this is going on to, like,
wow, Jared Leto's into this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's into it.
Okay.
Have you found I Saw a Tiger?
Yep.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Standing on top of a police vehicle, and then there's two tigers playing. A lot of leaves blowing out. He's got the tiger.
Yep.
All right, now he's in a field with the guitar. Oh, there are the tigers again. He's still in the field, wearing all black. He's got this black leather. Oh, now he's wearing a wild sort of gold print shirt.
Yep.
Leopard shirt.
Look at that mullet.
That mullet's insane. He's got the hunter hat on. Somehow there's raining on the clock. Don't know what that means. Why would we need to see rain on an old-fashioned clock? But okay, that's the... I mean, at one point, he looks like Richard Branson. He's got a Richard Branson look.
Oh, yeah.
With that wild print shirt on. Oh, and there's Tony.
You're not great.
Tony. Honestly, why am I trying so hard to be anything in this business? Why do I even bother?
It's time for you to grow a mullet and play with tigers.
Honestly, I feel like if I just act like a moron and not care, I probably have a better chance of being successful at life.
Wait. You got half of that.
I kind of do care. Yeah, and I'm a professional moron, thank you. All right, it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Well, we'll take your calls. We'll take your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And again, man, this might be time for you just to vent. You might want to get something off your chest. Anything that might help you just, you know, stay a little saner during this time. We are here for you. But remember, even though you want to do that, Steve still has rules.
Yeah, you got to show some energy, BJ. Or BJ.
Hey, BJ.
Show some energy and bring it, otherwise, we'll have to go.
Yeah.
And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So he says, oh, wow, I was listening to Gigaton on my way to work today, and I was blown away. It really deserves that name, Gigaton. What are your guys' thoughts on the new album from Justin in Burlington? I think I'm the only one that's listened to the whole record.
Yeah, the only one that's done it yet, because you got yours yesterday.
Yesterday. I did the pre-order, which worked out great, because it showed up a day early.
And the rest of us get, if we didn't do the vinyl, it's dropping today.
Yes, it's available for your streaming services as of right now. I double-checked it, and it's great.
Haven't had a chance to listen to it, but I like the first three songs we've heard off it. And Steve has told me what he's heard. He's like, you will not be disappointed with the rest of the album.
Yeah, I love all three songs that we've heard. I'll be honest, I don't even think those three I don't know, man. Quick Escape is a really good song.
I really love
that track. And I honestly, Dance of the Clairvoyance, I was a fan of, and I grew to love it even more.
Yeah.
On the record, it fits in so great. Like the sequencing and the way that they put together this album, just the flow of it when certain songs are more upbeat, certain songs are a little bit more down tempo. They found a great sequencing for the album, and the production is phenomenal. It's one of my favorite sounding Pearl Jam records in a while. And I was trying to think, like, where would I put it? I think it's my favorite since Yield. And I've liked all their other records they've put out since Yield, but from beginning to end, this album just, it hits me, man. It's a real good one.
So the first world problem for me, you know, listen, with all this, is that when something like this drops, my new thing that I love to do, because I usually go out and visit my wife in California, is hop on the beach and walk the beach listening to a new whatever. I've done that with Tool's new album, and I did that with the Glorious Sons. You told me about them. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting here going, oh, man, because, you know, my mother-in-law.
This would be a good record to listen to while walking the beach.
Oh, it'd be so
awesome. I think in anything, it's probably a good record to listen to while walking the beach.
Yeah, it's well, and that's the thing. It's just such a wonderful, my mother-in-law calls the beach nature's psychiatrist. And for me, it's the same thing. I'm with her. The beach just puts me in a chill mode. Other people, maybe it's looking at mountains or looking at the greenery around here, a river, whatever it does that puts you in the space. Even sometimes people just looking at a fire. So I'm kind of bummed, you know, it's like it's a new experience I'm having with music and a place I like to be, you know, so I'm a little pining for that. I know it's first world problems. Listen, other people got bigger problems. I get it. But that's, you know, what's going on with me.
Well, maybe just pull up a picture, like a video of the beach on your television and just walk in place and stare at it.
Listen, that's not the dumbest thing you've ever come up with.
Dude,
today.
There's a cool way you can walk and like not go anywhere. You just put a little oil on the ground and then you hold onto your counter and just kind of walk and slide. A lot of people are doing that right now instead of using a treadmill because they can't go to the gym. It totally works.
Did she just tell me to just basically make a mess of my floor so I could walk?
Yes, she did.
Are people that dumb?
Yes. Yes, they are, actually.
100%.
I hate to give Vicky a hard time, but I have seen this video, and this is something that
Come
is happening.
Come on. Why would you... Is your place that small? You can't even walk like a little hallway back and forth? I mean, I walk the hallway from bedrooms to kitchen. That's what I've been doing. I mean, it's not long, but it's better than putting oil on my floor.
Yeah, I know my wife's having a tough time with the whole not being able to go to the gym because she loves CrossFit. She loves doing all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So the other day, I'm just like chilling. I hear this banging. I'm like, she was just running up and down the stairs a bunch. Like, that was her stairmaster. Like, I was just like, hey, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Okay, that's the... First of all, I'm not a fan of treadmills anyway. I would rather walk outside or walk in a mall than do a treadmill. It's funny. I get that it's funny, but God, then you got to clean the floor. And that to me
is... Well, I mean, you're not doing anything else. That gives you another 15, 20 minutes of something to do.
And then you can work on your core. Get on your hands and knees.
Core.
And your feet get moisturized.
Yeah.
Or don't even use the oil at that
Vicky,
point.
Vicky, I want you to do this. Are you going to do this, Vicky?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
I do need to clean my floor.
Yeah, use soap instead of oil, so that way you're just doing it. You're washing the floor as you're
washing
doing it.
Yeah. You know what would happen.
Why?
I would be the guy that would bang his head, slip, and hit himself on the stove, and then
as long as you get it on video, you'll be fine.
And quite possibly, then you could land on your head, go into a coma, and you wouldn't be eating for a few days. So there you go. Boom.
And hey, look, if I could wake up after this is all over,
calories.
I might be willing to go into a coma.
Oh, gosh.
Tell me what I got
to
do.
And we can send it to Joe Buck, and maybe he'll do the commentary for it.
Boom.
If I fall on my head, Joe Buck will do the commentary. By the way, who sent it to Joe Buck? Did anybody get a response?
I didn't get a response.
I didn't either.
He big timed us.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe Buck.
I know. Like, how dare you have to fulfill the needs of many care of ours?
I feel like we had an in because did you tell him you were like, you know, on the radio, Steve Miggs, who has the video of the vending machine?
He's just looking at my page.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
If you don't look at my page, then you know what? You're not worthy of me even talking about you. All right. Okay. I see how you are.
That's what's up.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So going back to the conversation about grilled cheese sandwiches, I remember hearing about this. It's a pretty fun story about Mike's Chili in Ballard. He says he has a grilled cheese sandwich that he charges $50 for. It's nothing special. It's just a grilled cheese. But... he just doesn't feel like making a grilled cheese sandwich. If you really want it, you have to pay for it.
Oh, that's funny. I think I remember that. We heard about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, but boy, grilled cheese would go so good with that chili.
Well, pay $50 for it and you can get it.
See, that's why I want to be Bill Gates, because he would. He'd just come in and drop it. You know what I mean? I don't want to drop it.
Even Bill Gates, with all the millions of dollars he has in his pocket, he's like, I don't really want to drop $50 for a grilled cheese sandwich.
You're probably right, though. I think that's a waste.
I think drunk people will do it.
Oh, you're right about that.
Oh, wow.
Screw it.
Yeah. I'll do it, bro.
You're absolutely right. That is a drunk person's meal. I should say purchase right there.
Oh, here's a good question. Since Netflix, I mean, how we just talk about Tiger King, and this person's right, they'll pretty much give anybody a show. I want to know if you guys had to pitch Netflix an idea, what would it be from Justin in Burlington?
Well, you know, Steve, you hit it on the head. We were much more interesting, but I would definitely have them follow me and my family around. When my wife was living with me, and while the kids were living with me, that we'd have to get them back in the house. And, of course, that's what I think the Osbournes did. I don't know if they were all living with them at the time. And then just, especially now, because I think my kids are even more, like, mouthy than they were. And have my wife up here with all her new age stuff, I would pitch a reality show of our family, like the Osbournes.
have a couple. I mean, the one my buddy came up with, and I still think it's a brilliant idea. It's just a few of us back when we used to play a lot of hockey and, you know, a lot of alcohol being consumed. It was just like, why don't we just get like an RV or a tour bus and we just hit different states and cities that have hockey rinks. And we show up just like the biggest S shows of our crew. Like, you know, everyone's a good person, but some get a little more drunk than others and just make fools of themselves. We all go, we play hockey with the locals, and then we hit the bars with them after the fact and just see what kind of stupidity will happen.
Dude, it can't be any, I don't want to say worse because he's a nice guy, but Norman Reedus, because they were like Hardwick wasn't doing the Talking Dead, they threw an episode of Norman Reedus's The Ride. So it's, you know, he rides his motorcycle around, goes, finds a buddy and goes, rides with him. It's cool to go see all that, but Norman is not the greatest interviewer and nobody else is doing anything. So it's just Norman talking to whomever, and it would be, I look at it like, if he can do that show, which is not that interesting when he starts
talking.
But it's
Norman Reedus. That's why people are watching.
Exactly. But for entertainment value, it's like, oh, man, I wish they had, like, you know, Jeff Dye. Because Jeff Dye, you know, Jeff Dye, he goes with everybody.
Yeah, just be fun. Just because, I mean, you know, there's always a unique character in the world of, hockey that plays.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
He plays beer league hockey. You're going to get some good stories.
Why not?
Which would be a tougher sell, I think, to the wife ski, but I still think it would be brilliant. You know how you have John Taffer with Bar Rescue?
Oh.
I'd want to do Stripper Rescue.
Strip Club Rescue.
Oh, nice. And I show up to the strip clubs and I get all John Taffer on their ass. I'm like, yeah, you're bitching about making money, but you're in the back room just drinking alcohol with your other stripper friends. Get out there and hustle, girls.
Yeah, I think that would be a tough sell for the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it'd be great.
Well, maybe we get John Taffer to do it for me.
Oh, yeah?
He just shows up to a strip club and just starts yelling at strippers. You don't think that would be fun?
That'd be amazing.
Because they're going to yell back because a lot of them are not sober.
It's not a bad show.
Not all. So don't get offended.
Don't get offended. But a lot of you are.
All right, what about you, Vicky?
I want a show. It could be a combination of the two. Either just like the history of memes at each meme or a whole show full of life hacks. Because I spend a lot of time on the internet and I find a life hack for anything. So I'll be hanging out with my roommate. She's just like, oh, we need to buy this. I'm like, no, bitch, do this. And she's like, did you watch that on the internet? Which is awesome. So I think we just need to compile all of them and see if they actually work.
People do like the life hacks. So I could imagine somebody sitting in front and watching a show of life hacks. And of course, memes. Dude, you love memes so much. And I know
like there is a show on Netflix that's kind of like this. I can't remember the name of it, but it was just like, it's like all these unique things of information that's on like one show.
All right, Rev, how about you? What would you pitch?
I would call it Reuben Explorer. And I would do it going around to restaurants and just trying their Reuben sandwiches.
Well, that's interesting. So,
because it's
like man versus one kind of food.
Exactly. Yes, the exact one food.
You broke Steve. Finally, Steve has heard an idea that he thought was dumb.
Man, what do you want to watch? I hear there's this guy that just goes around and eats one Reuben at different places.
They have very different types of ways to make these sandwiches. True. If you go from one place to another.
He's not making
You know, how much meat they put in the sandwich, if they use the dressing or not.
So you want to be the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives of Reubens?
Just Reubens. Okay. Yes.
And what are you going to say after, like, oh, this one they put paprika in? I mean, but pretty much it's a Reuben, right?
Yeah, I haven't figured out a catchphrase yet.
Okay.
So, Texters, help me out with that one.
Oh, yeah, they're all ready to help you out with this great idea.
I'm sure they are.
Okay, Danny?
See, I was originally going to do kind of the same thing as Rev, and I was going to call it the Pizza King, and I would just go try pizza everywhere, which would be super fun. But since you took that, I was thinking maybe like go and interview bands backstage before their shows and what goes into a live show and like do a different band every episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, I incorporate the two and eat pizza with them while you talk to them.
There you go.
Bringing pizza to the band.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Or we could do Danny V's. .. I'll put ranch on it. And it's just random places he goes and he eats stuff with ranch dressing.
There you go. I like that one too.
I like Danny's idea because you think of what Seinfeld's doing. It's comedians and cars with coffee. Yep. Danny with bands and pizza.
Yeah.
And really, you'd think, what would be the difference of a coffee show and whatever? But sometimes I do get interested when they go to the different coffee joints and they show you how they make the coffee. So maybe
sad boys in tour buses eating pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all in.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I had this idea. I was going to do it for my podcast, my wrestling one, to change it up, where it was just going to be, after I have the match with whoever I'm wrestling, as soon as we get back into the dressing room, in the locker room, we sit down with a couple microphones and have a conversation. So we just finished the match.
Yeah.
And I've even brought it up to some of the guys I'm having a match with, like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And every single time we finish the match, we're both like, I'm too tired to talk right now. Like, I'm just kind of burnt out.
Man,
so it's like, the concept would be fun, but it's just to be able to actually fulfill it because you're just like, or the guy's like, I got to go up and sell some merch. Can we do it later? And then later becomes never.
Well, what you could do is, while you're waiting, you could have I don't know, another guy come in and talk about Reuben sandwiches.
That yeah, actually would work.
Let's do it, yeah.
We're hungry after the match.
Yeah, and here's Rev with a different Reuben.
Wrestle Reuben.
And then Vicky will come in with some information about stuff that we don't really need.
Yes.
Ah, yes, of course.
Is your butter too hard? Use a veggie peeler.
Whoa, what?
Excuse me?
Is your butter too hard?
Actually, I would watch that show where Vicky would just randomly come in of any interview and go, oh, by the way, guys, here's a life hack. I would pay to see that, just to see the irritation. It feels like, you know, between two ferns, like that kind of a thing where Vicky would just go, let me tell you that.
Yeah. My first thought was, yeah, I've had a couple of experiences in my life where I felt like the butter was too hard.
Yeah, yeah. See? And what's the life hack? I wasn't listening.
You could either use a veggie peeler and just kind of take a little bit.
Well, that's a great idea.
And you just put it on your toast, or you take a hot water, put it in a glass, let it heat up, empty the water, and then put the glass over the cube of butter so it gets soft.
Ooh!
See, I'm full of stupid information.
That is a really
cool. What if I'm at a restaurant, I want to do this?
Oh, you're going to have to.
So I'd have to tell, hey, excuse me, waiter, my butter is too hard.
Yeah, you're going to need the waiter to, like, blow on it with hot air. Just, that's how you do it.
Is that a euphemism, sir? I'm not sure what that means.
Wink, wink.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texter says, hey, everyone. Hey, Steve, guess what? On Wednesday, my wife and I found out she's pregnant. We were so shocked. We've been trying for almost 7 years now, ever since we had our only daughter. Just want to share my happiness with you and the guys. Thanks for the show.
So 7 years. So they had a daughter.
And then they've been trying for the next 7 years.
7-year layoff. Wow. Yeah. So they, because that's what, you know, the kid's going to go, was I an oops baby? No, we really, really were trying for a long time.
You were a come on already baby.
Yeah. That's great, great news.
Yeah, that's really rad.
I feel like we're going to be hearing a lot of that in around, what, November-ish?
What's 8 or 9 months from now? Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to hear a lot of that. November-ish, December-ish, yeah.
Lots of COVID babies.
Lots of COVID kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Sarah's an ice storm baby when we were all hunkered down in Rochester because our power wasn't on for a couple weeks. That's when Sarah.
Yeah, Tatum Tatum's a holy S. We're really having a kid baby.
Yeah, you guys were working it, though. Yeah. Tatum should know that she was definitely like, look, you don't understand how hard we worked for you, kid.
6 years of trying, damn it.
And you know what? You will drop that bomb on her when she's misbehaving. Maybe two, I don't know. You might wait till she's 12 or 13 when she's really getting all uppity.
Okay, so we got some time to flesh out how we want to say it to her.
The terrible twos, you might not drop that. But when you know, she is just being like, you know, she can formulate like... Mm-hmm. teenage sentences and gets rebellious, and you'll be going, my God, we worked so hard for this. Why? Why did we put ourselves in this?
Doesn't even like the music I like. She hates the shows that we watch.
Boy, you hope that's the only thing she's like really giving you a hard time about.
Oh, that's the deal breaker. She's out if she can't.
When you're a kid, because I have parents and they tell me and I laugh because I've been through it. When your kid tells you that you're a horrible human being, that everything you believe is stupid,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, I mean, and you can see it in their face and feel it in their bones, you're like, ay, ay, ay.
Then you just respond being like, no, you're a horrible human being and every belief you have is stupid.
Oh, see, this is the thing. Yeah, this is the party. You're ready for it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be a good one.
I'm not looking forward to it. That's why I'm like, can you just stay a baby forever? You know, and talk
yeah.
back.
Oh, yeah. This is the cheese, really.
Sure, you have blowouts, but I think they're very charming and funny.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a wife that's very cleanly, to have that have those moments and it's not driving her insane. It's been kind of fun, though, to watch.
It's like a really great time, a year to 2 years old, because they're starting to walk. They might even be saying a couple words, maybe. And, you know, maybe even, you know, really starting to put sentences together. And then the terrible twos.
Oh, great.
Yeah, congratulations. So you got to, you know, get some time.
I got some time.
Get time.
Over a year.
Yeah.
Two wasn't that bad for Lily. It's now that she's five and has her own little opinion that I'm like, okay.
Oh, the Furious Fives.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What's her big opinions? Like, what is something that like she's like super opinionated about?
Oh, just everything.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you could just be like, hey, you should really eat meat. It's good for you. Mm-mm. You should really eat vegetables. It's good for you. Nah, I don't think so. It's like, I'm telling you to eat vegetables. Okay, I'm going to have ice cream.
Yeah.
It's like...
And your generation, it's hard because we told you to negotiate and love and be whatever. And now, as a, I don't think we did a good job preparing you to be a parent of a mouthy kid. Because at some point, you got to go, guess what's going to happen? You're going to eat that because you have to eat something good. And then you have that moment.
Yeah, like right now, she'll make like these weird sounds and open up her mouth. And like, so like, it sounds like she's rolling her R's. She's like, arr, and like smiling. I can't roll R's if you didn't know.
Oh, no, really?
So she got that from her mother.
Wow. I thought you were born in Spain.
So,
wow, that was even better.
Well, I just like, and I look at her like, oh, this is so adorable. I'm like, I gotta just save you these moments where it's like, I don't want her to stop talking, you know? Because like you said, like if she's like all of a sudden being a terror, I'm gonna be like, remember those days when she was just making weird sounds? I'm like, can you just make that forever?
So Lily, where's the, so Lily, whose tree is she falling from? You know, not too far from. You know, in other words, who's she like? You or your wife, your ex-wife?
Oh, she's well, she has her ex or my ex-wife's. Like,
she was called ex-mom.
Ex-moms.
She's not the mom anymore. We replaced her, you know.
She has her mom's, there we go.
Yeah.
Her, like, attitude about things, but she also has my, like, mischievous behavior and energy.
Oh, that's not good.
So, yeah, she has a smart mouth like her mom, but then she's jumping everywhere, and she thinks everything is funny, and everything's a joke. So.
And this is where your mother is just smiling.
Oh, yeah, my mom.
And just like, karma, bitch. And Steve?
Yes, sir.
You know, this is why your parents are so happy that you have a kid.
Why is that?
Oh, because they're going to know what, you know, they can't. They'll probably buy you a suit of armor just so that little Tatum can urinate in it.
Oh, that, I was my angel in my mom's eyes.
Yeah, she said that. But you know what? Oh, man. And your father, oh, boy, he's probably going to just enjoy all of this.
Someone said, did you guys see what happened with Jimmy Fallon with his kids? It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was what we did earlier today, right?
Oh, yeah. Another person said, I came in halfway on the Fallon thing. Can you play it again? That was pretty funny.
Yeah, Jimmy is, of course, like everybody else, socially distancing, not able to do his show. So he's trying to do some stuff in his home, at least, to provide some entertainment for his Tonight Show fans.
Yeah, so he's got his wife who's filming it all. And then sometimes, man, his monologues are rough. They're really rough. I don't know if he's intentionally making them worse or if it's just without the laugh track. They're just now you're exposed to how bad his jokes are.
Yeah, it's just you really need the environment. You know, that's just how it is, I think, with any talk show host is the environment and like a sitcom. You got to have it all or it will fall flat. But in this particular instance, Jimmy is not the star of this. It's his daughter, actually, who decides to just basically have a somewhat of a tantrum and just bang upstairs. She just goes upstairs but stomps her feet, and then she starts playing the drums.
All right, let me do this, okay?
I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay, go. I love you.
I'm playing piano.
Okay, here we go. You're going to play piano.
Okay.
Oh.
So ready at 7.
Wow. She did not want to go upstairs.
All right, so this hashtag was called I Knew I Had Cabin Fever When. Okay, and it was trending worldwide, so thank you for playing along and doing this. It's pretty cool. My example was I Knew I Had Cabin Fever When. I whispered to my hand sanitizer, you're like a son to me. Franny?
Shut the hell up,
Francie?
That's awesome. This is what it's like to try to work from home.
Yeah, I mean, because his kids are stuck at home with him.
That is, I mean, and that is really what every adult is facing right now is that, yeah, great to work from home, but my kids are in the house with me. And how is anybody getting anything done? Because these kids do not care. They don't care what you want to do.
We have a very important question, BJ.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about this, and I'm so happy we have people who listen that remember the things that we forget. Very important question. Did Thief Danny pay for the jalapeno?
That's right. He stole a pepper. Wow, that's from way back.
I haven't yet. Nope. I haven't been back to the store, to be honest with you. So.
Wow, you are really a thief. You're not going to pay for that.
Probably not.
When do you plan on repaying this? This is a problem, man.
Whenever I go back to Safeway in West Seattle.
Oh, wow. You've even identified the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
He's not a bright guy.
It's been like 2 weeks.
You know what? In this instance, I know they're not putting in jail nonviolent offenders, but in this instance, I want them to make an exception.
Well, I promise I will once I go back to the store.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's big money that Safeway is. I mean, Safeway is, they need cash. Everybody does.
So there's a funny meme going on right now, and it's just talking about, like, the state of the world right now. And it says, grocery stores, hospitals, and cannabis dispensaries are the only things operating in Washington State now. Welcome to 2020, where a cop can ask you why you're out of your home, and one of the only acceptable answers is, quote, Just leaving to buy weed, officer.
Let that be an example to the rest of the country that doesn't have marijuana legalized, because people need to chill the F out. And it's not because that, you know, there's anything wrong with people. This is just how we are, according to behavioral scientists. We are all really at high stress level because, well, you know, I mean, look, when it's a life or death situation, you're going to react that way. And that weed can help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy it's legal here in Washington State and allowing people a chance to, you know, do what they can do to chill out.
I earlier read the topic of pranks that you played on your siblings. So he says, I replaced my sister's shampoo with mayo and mustard.
Gross. Oh, okay then.
Enough said, it was great, from Justin in Burlington.
Oh, man.
And again, how did the parents not ground you for 45 years?
I was expecting that sentence to end with nair hair removal.
Oh, right.
So I was like, oh, God, it was just mayonnaise. Okay, that's fine. Because mayonnaise is good for your hair.
And you're already in the shower. You can wash it right out.
Wait. Mayo's good for your hair?
Is that another life hack?
Yep.
Why is it good for your hair?
Because there's a lot of vitamins and fats in it that's actually good for your hair. Your hair is made out of protein. My grandma used to put it in my hair.
Oh, all these years of rubbing it on my junk, and I didn't realize it was also doing that as well?
Why do you think your hair was so shiny?
Sweet.
Yeah, it does. Looking online, mayo hair treatments is a thing.
Okay. You know what? Did we just gloss over the fact that the king of comedy decided to say that he rubs his... with mayonnaise.
Howie Fallon's daughter run upstairs and make some noise to forget that.
Ryan, move on, man.
I know, but it's in my brain forever. Honestly, why do I have to work with this gentleman?
I don't know.
You know what? I want to be able to eat later on.
Honestly, that went over my head. I was like, yeah, that makes sense, Steve.
I like mayonnaise. It's a good moisturizer. So you thought he was actually doing it for a thing.
Well, he also, you know, he sprays cologne in his mouth for breath spray.
I never said he was a genius, so there's no reason to have to bring that back to the table. We know that Danny is a thief and a moron, and basically, you know what? I mean, he's... You know,
I'm really disappointed that he hasn't paid off his whole payment.
I am, too! And he'll, by the way, he's not a smart guy. He goes, oh, no, I stole it from the Safeway in West Seattle. What's the problem? You know, I think someone's going to be paying you a visit. That's all I'm saying.
Someone just said, I just tried that life hack of putting oil on the floor to do the treadmill thing. It didn't work. It just soaked into the carpet. Thanks a lot.
Just kidding.
He wrote JK.
No, that's the best. I love that. That is the best text ever. Okay. That is fantastic.
Got a real reaction from me on that.
That was fair. Yeah, I love that. Good job, Texter. That's awesome. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Another story about a prank on your sibling. This person says, I was the recipient of a prank when we were on vacation in Hawaii. I fell asleep, so my sibling painted my toenails with something that goes on clear but turns bright pink in the sun. I was a pretty embarrassed dude walking down the beach that day trying to hide my toes in the sand.
Oh, so you wake up, you don't know you got anything on there, you don't notice anything crazy, and then next thing you know, you're in the sun. And then
sun hits and it turns pink.
Oh, that's a beating.
That's funny.
That's a great prank, though. See, that's, you know what, that your sister right there, you know what, the government needs to hire her. She's got some good ideas.
Hire her and do what?
She'd be like a counterterrorist or something like that. You know what I mean? She knows how to be covert. I mean, that was brilliant. You know what I'm saying? We need people like where, you know, we gotta fight all them countries, you know, terrorist style with the secret agents and stuff. I don't know.
Was it yesterday or the day before we did the topic of cool things you've done just for a random person or cool things that a random person has done for you?
Oh, right.
I thought this one's pretty awesome. Someone said, I went to visit a child of a friend in the hospital with a group of us dressed as superheroes. Aww. It made the kid's day.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm trying to think of like who I dress up as.
Yeah. I gather they were socially distant, right? They were all being cool.
Well, they were probably telling stories from back in the day.
Oh, I thought he said recently. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You dress up as Aquaman. When you want to make the kids happy and dress up as somebody that's useful?
Aquaman's very useful. I could come in with like little tuna fish treats.
Tuna fish treats? They're not cats, dude. Oh, nope. BJ's broke.
Hey, little crackers.
We were doing so well.
I mean,
we almost got to the end of the show.
Cheer up, I'm Aquaman.
I mean, here's Aquaman. What's your power? I talked to the fish, and I talked them into basically jumping on these crackers for your tasty enjoyment. Here you go.
Enjoy their sacrifice.
Here you go. They sacrificed themselves for you. And you know, the sad thing is they thought they were really doing something for me, and next thing you know,
I
killed them.
Fine. I'll get out Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Ooh, good call. Goldfish crackers?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm down. All right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, the only reason anybody considers Aquaman at all is because of Jason Momoa, and it's only because he's hot.
And yeah, I'm not doing the Momoa costume. I'm doing the old school orange and green.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
Well, he did kind of throw the gold and green on at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
You didn't like that costume? No,
I didn't.
You really want the real bad one? Yeah.
I mean, that's very subjective of you to say it's bad.
Oh, God, it's that color scheme is it's horrible because he just looks like a dope. I mean, Aquaman just looks bad, you know, in general, as a hero in the comics.
So much that I could dress up as Mr. Clean. I don't know if any kid's going to be excited to see Mr. Clean.
Nowadays, he's the real hero.
True.
Seriously, Mr. Clean is the hero we all need right now to come back, you know, really, and just scrub the bubbles, whatever. And those scrubbing bubbles, man, they're our buddies, too.
So who would you dress up as if we were all going to visit people as superheroes?
Well, I mean, I know what I look like, so I would have to dress up as Fat Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, because I could wear the sweatpants with the Spider-Man top, but the sweatpants on the bottom and look like I got a gut. That's what I dress up as, Fat Spider-Man.
Or you could be Professor Xavier and we can finally shave your head.
Mm. Yeah! Shave BJ's head. Well, Let's do it.
Will you push me around?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So who are you going to be then?
Well, I could like dress up as Rogue and hang out with Professor Xavier.
Oh. Yeah, well, and you know, that's the meme that's been going around. Of all the superheroes, Rogue, because if she touches people, she hurts them, so she knows how to be socially distant.
She's good call.
She's like, she's the queen of social distance. So, Vicky, yeah, as long as you don't touch me and just push me around.
Okay.
All right, we've been answering a lot of questions, but there's still one big looming question going into this weekend. What do Ryan Castle and a clean house have in common? You're going to find out at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a clean house have in common?
There's this strange chemical smell in the air.
Yeah, there is. Because then again, that's, you know, that's just, I think, your musk.
That's it. That's it. Also, I sweat turpentine, so.
Hot. Yeah. Someone said Steve's wife is adamant about having both.
Oh, really?
She does like a clean house.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, that's news to me. Usually it's you that likes to have a Ryan Castle. Yeah,
you know?
All right.
Both involve rubber gloves and disinfectants.
Yeah.
Just the rubber gloves now.
Yeah. So they asked people, hey, what would you be willing to give up if you could have a place that was perfectly clean without having to clean it, especially these days? Oh, yeah.
Being single.
Being single. All right. There you go. You give up that. How about giving up Netflix for a year? Actually, 40% of people said yeah.
Can I finish Tiger King?
Okay. All right. You're going to People said they would live alone in the woods without electricity for 6 months. 25% of the people said they would do that to have a clean house. Okay, that's enough. I'm not doing that. That's just insanity. I think I'd rather have Ryan Castle put on his gloves.
Well, you be my buddy, Jay.
Yeah. Do what he does best. Oh, which is give you a 12-pack. That's up next.
Yeah. BJ and Migs, play of the day.
It's the most satisfying prank you've ever done to your sibling.
Man, this one's great from Lacey in Bremerton. She said, my sister knows that I have an extreme fear of clowns. So my stupid sister signed me up for a clown dating app. Bitch.
A clown?
I didn't even know that existed.
What? There it is.
It's actually a clown dating. Everybody loves a clown. Let a clown love you. Wow.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.